That's probably the little real smashing dash.
Yeah, why are they giving all these other people credit now?
I don't know.
Hold on, don't get me wrong. Is it trademarked that? Oh,
yeah, it's trademarked for sure.
It is?
Yes, I'm going to have to sue somebody. Probably be in the law. Steve Smith. He's the one that quoted it. So
were you watching it when it happened?
Yeah, I was definitely watching. I was upset because I made that phrase up myself. Like, I made that up. You know, I don't know about NFL Network and all these other guys. I heard somebody say Batman and Robin. That's like cute. You know, that's for them. If they want that name, they can have that name. But the Smash and Dash is something I made up. And, you know, if they want a nickname, I can nickname them Identity and Theft. I think they'll run away with that very well. That'd be good for them.
You should have gotten a copyright for it.
Oh, we got a copyright and everything for it. I'll make sure I show the documents, but it is. It's well trademarked and it's copywritten. So, you know, I don't know if we're going to take legal action or not.
You send them a T-shirt?
I think I'm going to definitely send them a couple T-shirts, you know, so they can hang them up, you know. And put fraudulent activity on there somewhere because, you know, I've been swagged. That, if you guys don't know what that is swagger jacked, and I can't believe that happened to me, man. You know, that's somebody whole messed up my whole swag, and that's not cool.
How do you spell swag?
Swacked is SWACC, swacked, ED. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, like swacked, you know, swagger jacked.
Why does that nickname fit you guys better than
that? It's not that it fits us better than anybody or what it fits. It's like I made it up. So it's fitting because I made it up. Like, if they want to make up a nickname, they can go home and, you know, contemplate on it, or have the fans even write something that'll help them out with that. But, you know, I thought about it and I came back and it was Smash and Dash. You know, like, they could be anything other in the world. They can have the Thunder and Lightning combo. You know, it seems like ever since, you know, after, what was this? When we played Kansas City, what week was that? What week was that? Like 3 or 4 or something? 6 or something? Okay, so they need to wait 6 more weeks after that to take our name. That's I don't know what part of the law book that is, but somebody should be arrested.
God, those two good. I don't need anything.
How much better is their defense this time around compared to what you saw the first time around?
That defense has always been good. You know, Mario Williams is definitely showing everybody why he was taken number one. You know, they got another guy over there, D'Amico. Middle linebacker that's more than a compliment guy. He can definitely get the job done. The offense can put up numbers big, and, you know, it's up to us to control the ball on offense. But, you know, they're definitely a good team now. I think they won like 6 out of the last 9. They're on a pretty good roll, and they're just showing everybody that they're young, all the young talent over there is coming together pretty well.
So they're completely different than the first time you guys played them?
I wouldn't say completely different. I would just say, you know, they're probably playing better. You know, they're playing more as a team. They're playing, you know, well together now. But I couldn't say different or not. You know, I got to look at some more film and check it out. But they're just playing like they're capable of playing. You know, they drafted all those guys high, and they drafted a lot of young guys, and they're finally just coming around and playing into their own. So, you know, they're just living up to the talent that they drafted before.
Now, serious question. Are you in a Mods bowling league?
If you ever take that bill serious, that's another guy he's cheating. He's a guy that wins one time and he gets a belt, you know, and there's people around here that beat him 6 or 7 times. So, you know, Amar right now, he's flawed too. He should be arrested for that belt.
So is that a yes or a no?
Yeah, I'm definitely in it. I think next week I'll definitely have a belt.
Really? Yeah. What's your average?
About 225.
What should his nickname be in bowling?
Roll the ball really hard and fast. Like, it has no finesse to it. It's just, let's see if you can throw a 16-pound ball down the lane faster and see how many balls they can hit. You know, there's no spin on it. There's no nothing. There's no finesse game to it. It's just who can throw it down the middle.
So what makes you so good at bowling?
Because I got finesse. I ride that outside lane and it come back. It does C's on it. It does C's on the wood. You know, that's when I see the PBA. I should be in that. You know, I don't know. I wear Prada's or Gucci shoes usually out there. You know, I don't really put on, you know, bowling shoes.
Who's the worst bowler?
Keith Bullard. Horrible.
Okay, what do you usually bowl?
What's the gun score? He ranges from anywhere from 60 to about 110.
You have a separate dance after a strike?
Nah, I don't have any separate dances. I just, you know, collect some money and keep going.
What's your high game?
About 225. Serious.
You have the guard on? Oh.
No, that's definitely the guard on. I told you I'm all finesse, man. Don't do that. All right. Thanks.